Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse. Would you like to hear how Arabella and Christabel's wedding ended? And whether our goat-herding capitalists managed to succeed at their business venture? Of course you would. After releasing that terrifying Eldritch Goat Lord from its prison, and then defeating it with their marvellous herd, our plucky franchisees still had to make sure that the wedding feast and the subsequent party went off without a hitch. I'll top up your drink again, before I begin.
Hello and welcome to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle. My pronouns are she, her, and today we will be playing Corporate Overgoats, the finale of our three-part special, which was designed by Morgan Jay for the RPG Writer Workshop and sees our players running their very own live goat experience. But before we go any further, I must introduce our wonderful and talented players, starting with Helen.
Hello, I am Helen. My pronouns are she, he, and they. And I am still playing Madame Fluffy, who has witnessed possibly the most traumatic thing in her life so far in terms of an enormous goat with tentacles spewing from its neck. But you know what? She's going to take that in stride. And carry on.
Absolutely. One must carry on in these situations. And Pip.
Hello there, I'm Pip Gladwin, pronouns he, him, and I will be once again taking up the mantle of Edwin Poole, who is having to rethink a lot of things about goats, having some sort of mid-goat crisis. That doesn't make sense. Move on.
And Ben.
Hello, I'm Ben Meredith, pronouns he, him, and I am playing Aloysius Gout, who is still wondering how he can wring a quick buck out of this.
Incredible. And so last we left off, we had the drinks reception for this wedding, this pirate wedding in this harbour town of Chapter. And things had gone awry when you decided to set free a horrible horse-sized goat eldritch entity from the local prison. You were redirecting the goats away from the ex of one of the brides, so you averted one disaster and possibly chose one that was slightly more disastrous.
Like, in my defense, it was just a big goat. We didn't know it was an eldritch
horror.
You
didn't know.
And no one died. So
no one died. Miraculously, no one died.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like miraculous is a word I'm using a lot for these episodes. And so after this horrible goat was seemingly defeated for now and seeped back into the sand, it was now time for the lavish meal at the tavern organized by Henry Vince, the ship's cook. And so you all head in to this beautifully appointed tavern with your classic ship's wheels up on the wall, bits of fishing net draped over lamps and boys, as in the things that float in the water, not human males, also decorating this bar. And there is a long, long table piled with beautiful, beautiful food, clearly from all corners of the globe, some beautiful exotic fruits and incredible meats and cheeses, anything your heart could desire. And you three all have places set at the table as well. You are part of the wedding party for your services. And the first thing that you notice as you take your seats at this table is that there is a cake set on a dresser up at the side. And it is a cake in the shape of a goat. And it looks to be very lifelike. It is it's one of those, is it a cake or is it a real thing kind of situations. And you can see that one of your many hundred goats is looking at this cake rather amorously.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, what do you want to do about that, if anything?
Did you say amorously?
Yes.
Okay, we can't be having that.
You are currently at stage 2 on the tame side, so you need an 8 to make your goats more chaotic, or you can continue to make your goats tame. It's entirely up to you.
So my suggestion is we use tongue to have other goats eat the cake before... So there seems to be a contingent of goats that are amorous and a contingent of goats that are hungry, and hungry is better than amorous, I think.
Right, we're cutting our losses. It's like the cake's done
we're
for.
We're removing the cake from play.
But we want to remove the cake from play in the most acceptable fashion.
Yes.
Rather than the alternative.
Yeah. I'm very happy for this to be chaotic. That makes sense to me. So you need to get an 8, and presumably you're adding for tongues.
Yes.
Always.
Always add for tongues.
Tongues are always a +1. That's a 10.
Fantastic. You are right back in the center again. Beautiful. All right. Please describe to me, Helen, how these goats managed to, in their little civil war, how it all turns out.
The lascivious portion of our goat herd begins to advance upon the cake with X-weighted intentions. The hungry, hungry hippo goats are also advancing, and they are advancing even faster because they haven't eaten since the flowers in the church. That was at least half an hour ago. Mm-hmm. And they speed forwards, their massive tongues flailing ahead of them, and begin to scoop bits off the cake as they retract their tongues into their unhinged jaws. Just adding more traits to the goats in this world.
Yep. Become more complex.
Yes.
As time goes on. Henry Vince, you can see that he is very disappointed that his centerpiece has been destroyed by these goats, but he is not one for conflict. He just wants everyone to get along, and so he plays it off as, oh, look at these adorable goats. Oh, because it's shaped like a goat, they thought it was for them, didn't they? Oh, dear. Oh, well, it's just as well that I have a host of other non-goat-shaped desserts that we can enjoy after the first course is finished. Yeah, there are a couple of mutters of, I wanted the goat cake. But nonetheless, the matter is smoothed over relatively easily. However, Purplebeard has taken a massive pile of food onto his plate and is eyeing it up with great gusto. And the goats, seeing that this is the prime target for eating, are descending upon Purplebeard. There was not enough of that goat cake to feed all the goats. There are still remaining goats who are still hungry.
Indeed.
So they are making for Purplebeard's plate with great speed.
Madame Fluffy was completely in favour of the goats eating things previously, so she's not that bothered. But you said this was Purplebeard, though.
Yeah, this is a potential future client.
Mm.
And he is known for his infamous temper when things don't go his way.
I would like to use small and say that the goats simply cannot reach the food. I'm going to say that Purplebeard holds their plate aloft, a la an older sibling taunting a younger sibling.
Amazing. Yes. Please give me a tame roll, and you just need to hit a 7.
Well, so far my record has been excellent, so, you know, I bet this is going to be fine. It's not fine. That's a 6.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. So you're moving to stage 4. You're getting more chaotic. Unfortunately, Purplebeard, despite being strong and big and all the good things a pirate should be, his reflexes aren't super sharp. He has been drinking a lot today, so as he tries to lift up his plate to stop the goats from clambering onto it, they are too nimble for him and leap on with their springy legs and start guzzling at his plate. He has chosen all the choicest bits of food from the table. He has selected very well. This is why the goats targeted him as their victim, and within about 5 seconds the entire plate is licked clean, and you can see that his face is turning, well, purple with rage. And he starts bellowing,
These darned goats are just ruining everything I thought that they were. A money-making scheme, but they are in fact a drain on our resources. They should be put to death immediately.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, he's a 0 to 100 kind of guy. and so the goats, having heard this, because goats can understand speech.
Mm-hmm. Yes, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can perfectly mimic a human scream, then you can understand human speech. Like, that's just science.
Those are the rules.
That's just science.
Yeah, they are angered by Purple Beard's outburst and want to take their revenge. I'm not quite sure how they're going to take their revenge, but you have a chance to stop it before it happens.
I think perhaps there's an argument for... Where are we at? We're at 4 right now, and we probably need to try and calm things down rather than make them more chaotic.
We do still have a rapier, I think.
We do.
Yeah, the goats still have a rapier.
Just kill him. Just kill him. They kill him. Problem solved. I think in order to... It's so hard to use anything other than tongue. You just always want to use tongue. I think in order to try and calm Purplebeard down, the goats are going to surge over the bar. One of them is grabbing a mixer. The other one's grabbing some rum. And they're going to put together like a cocktail. And they're going to bring him a delicious rum-based drink to show that, you know, yes, you know, they might eat all the food off your plate, but they're also entirely capable of stocking and running a bar if necessary.
Incredible. Please give me a tame roll with a difficulty of 8.
I mean, it's many or tongue, really. You know, those are the advantages here.
You could use both. Or,
I'll take one to just increase the chances of this going wrong. But it's a 10 on the dice and an 11 with the plus 1.
Incredible. Despite the anger in some of the goat's eyes, a few of them scurry off to make peace and make sure that... because they realise that, despite the fact that there are many of them, this is a very skilled pirate who could take them all out. So peace is in their best interest. So.
Well, I think also they faced their true enemy today already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they faced that false goat on the beach, you know, whatever that creature was. So who's this guy? He's nothing to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So they scurry over to the bar. They gather up all the necessary ingredients for a lovely dark and stormy, and with extra garnishes and a little umbrella, and bring it over to Purplebeard, whose face drains of its purple hue, and he goes, "Oh well." I'm never one to refuse a drink, and if this is some form of goatish apology, then I will accept it. Yes, so he takes a sip of the drink and is vindicated in his decision to accept the apology, because it is the best drink that he has ever tasted. It has that extra little something something. He doesn't know what the goats put in it, but it was something special. He relaxes back into his chair and merely selects a new cornucopia of food for him to enjoy. At this point, there is a man at the table called Dr. Antonius Crumble, who has just the largest spectacles you've ever seen, incredibly thick, and is wearing very dour clothing for a pirate. It's kind of like, why are you here, dude? Why are you here? What you're not adding to the vibe. And he is talking to Arabella and Christabel about a series of complex and terribly dull/gross medical procedures. It seems that he is the ship's doctor and has decided to monopolize the conversation and just bring it into an incredibly dull place where the brides are desperately looking around, trying to find a way to escape, but he is tenacious. He has his claws in them, figuratively speaking, just to be clear.
No. I think doctors can have claws in this universe.
Yeah. you've got to, you know. Mm. They don't let you into medical school without claws.
Mm. So, yeah. Is there anything you want to do about this social faux pas?
I wonder if we can revisit the goat alarm from earlier to try and distract the doctor to think that there is a medical emergency happening at the other side of the pub.
I think at the moment, listeners may disagree, but I think we are possibly in the middle. So let's say that it is a 7 to make things more chaotic, and that would move you to a stage 2.
Okay. Excellent. We have a 10.
Fantastic. So the goats split off into little contingents. Some of the goats go to the far end of the pub and let loose some screams, which clearly indicate a horrible medical emergency. And the other goats tug on the doctor's coat as if to alert him to the fact that there is a terrible, terrible thing afoot. And he rushes to the rescue of this imaginary medical emergency instantly and heads over to the other side of the pub to realize that there is in fact nothing there. He looks at the goats suspiciously. He is starting to wonder if there's something up with these goats. Is there anything you want to do to assuage his suspicions?
I don't think these goats have done anything that could be construed as being odd or out of character or strange in any way.
So, totally normal goat things.
Yeah, just goat stuff. That's all.
Just goat
done.
Things, yeah.
They've defeated an eldritch horror. They've they've made some drinks.
They've drunk the sea.
They've drunk this, yes, lest we forget. They drank the enough of the sea to extend the shoreline. Yeah. I think there's a carry away your sins here. This guy's suspicious of goats. He thinks there's something wrong with whatever it is that they've been doing, and you know there isn't. They're just trying to make sure the people at this wedding have a good time. That's all the goats have been trying to do. All right, there've been some slip ups along the way. They've eaten some things they probably shouldn't have done, but ultimately, you know, they broke out a eldritch horror. That was a mistake, and potentially also my fault. But still, you know. So I think they're just en masse, a sort of, you know, huge contingent of our many, many small goats are just going to turn their weird rectangular eyes up to him and just give him the big old soulful goat puppy dog eyes, look deep into his soul and endeavour to take the load of that suspicion. There's no need for that. And we're going to try and carry away his sins. Which feels tamer than it does chaotic in this moment.
Yeah, that would be an 8 on this roll, I believe.
That's a 9.
Fantastic. Yep, back in the middle again. Absolutely rocking it. So, please describe to me what effect these goats have on this doctor.
He's turned on them with, you know, suspicion. And I think in that moment of turning on them in suspicion and then seeing their beautiful little goat faces, incredibly long tongues hanging out of their mouths, jaws, you know, unhinging and rehinging, swarming over the floor and walls of this building, you know, just adorable goat stuff. You know, there's just a moment of realization for him that how could he suspect creatures like this of any wrongdoing? And I think that triggers a sequence of sort of dominoes falling in his head about the way that he's treated people in his life, the way that he has, you know, made assumptions about other people's, you know, actions. And I think he runs weeping from the bar and tries to find the closest. And again, we're in a kind of anachronistic time period right now. Tries to find the closest, I don't know, like telegram station, just to throw another piece of technology that shouldn't exist here. And he just tries to get in touch with his ex-wife.
Just rethinking a lot of things.
Yeah, just a big moment for him there.
Incredible. All right, so yes, absolutely. This doctor has seriously reconsidered his priorities and at this point is no longer a threat to your goat-based enterprise. And it is at this point that Christabel stands up, taps the glass and says, "Right, meal's over, time to party." And that is where we're going to stop for a short break. And we're back. So as you exit the tavern and head to the town square, you see that it is all festooned with beautiful flowers and lights and incredible decorations. It is a picture perfect scene, and there are also drinks aplenty. Every single stage of this wedding, even in the church, there were drinks on hand, so why stop now? And the couple, the happy couple, Arabella and Christabel, take to the floor and have their first dance. It is a very beautiful moment. They are dancing along to that piratey song that's always on TikTok. I forget how it goes, but it's that one. You know the one. Now thinking about it, there's quite a few piratey songs on TikTok. It seems to be a theme. And at this point, you see that purple beard is muttering something under his breath. He is perhaps doing some kind of chant. This seems to be unusual. This seems to be out of the ordinary. He didn't seem like a kind of spiritual fellow from what you saw of him before, but now he is making some kind of hand movements that look oddly like tentacles. So is there anything you want to do to stop this potential ritual, question mark?
Well, I mean, you know, tons of things, but, you know, I can't do anything. Only goats can. As we've learned, we are just these helpless bystanders. Hoping all our problems will be solved by goats.
I had the thought, I wonder if I can combine all of their traits.
For a plus five, all right.
Would that be allowed?
If you can explain it to me, go ahead. Yes, you're at a stage two now, so if you make things more chaotic, it is to your advantage to the middle, but you can also go the other way if you want.
Let's see. So Purple Beard is doing a ritual. We need to interrupt it.
And you can see that there is a purple ooze bubbling at his feet as he is doing this ritual.
One portion of goats is going to use their tongues to lick away the purple ooze. I'm sure this is a great idea. Another portion of goats is, I'm going to use many and scream to alert everyone that something is not right about Purple Beard's little ritual. I am going to use Carry Away Sins and Small for goats to seize Purple Beard by the ankles and attempt to drag him away from the scene of the wedding.
How does Small fit into that? Last one?
Because they're ankle height.
Oh, ankle height. Absolutely. I see. Fabulous. Okay. That seems like a pretty chaotic confluence of events.
It is.
You need to pass a roll of 8 to get this, which with your multiple traits shouldn't be hard.
With a plus 5. I'm pretty sure the goats are going to save the day again, unless I'm very unlucky.
I'm waiting for the double ones.
Oh, snake eyes, come on.
Come on, snake eyes.
I am not unlucky. That is a 13.
Excellent. So please describe to me exactly how they avert this situation.
First things first, the many screaming goats are the ones that are closest to Purple Beard, and they set up the alarm. It's like a goat whistle to all accompanying goats in their herd to come and deal with the situation. So that's stage one. That's attract attention and bring other goats to deal with the issue. The second thing that happens is going to be the Small and Carry Away Sins goats, who will seize Purple Beard by the ankles and tug them off balance and begin dragging them away, so that they can no longer use their tentacly hand movements. Then the tongue goats will begin licking up the purple ooze so that it can't get out and cause any further trouble. Because I'm sure that goats that are contaminated with purple ooze is perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's at this point that you see that the goats that are, in fact, licking up the purple ooze start to get a weird purple glow in their eyes.
Oh no.
And tentacles start to sprout from their backs, their legs, their heads, until they're little kind of sea urchin balls of tentacles.
Oh no.
And so these goats start to swell as well. These sea urchin balls of tentacles start to swell and burst.
Oh no!
And as they burst, the ooze that springs forth coalesces into a familiar horse-sized goat.
Oh, he's back.
He's back, he's back, he's back again. Purple Beard, however, is still restrained, so he cannot assist his patron, seemingly, anymore. But the goat nonetheless is here, because the licking, sadly, was not a good option.
Who could have foreseen these consequences?
And so this terrifying horse-sized goat lets forth a horrendous scream, the most terrifying and human-like, yet otherworldly scream you have ever heard. I am so sorry to the sound editors for having to do that as I said it. At this point, everyone clutches their ears, including you clutching their ears, just unable to withstand this pure force of power, fighting against this jet of sonic energy coming from this goat. What would you like to do? It was only a few of the goats that were lost to the sludge. You still have quite a lot of goats remaining. I'll say 75 goats remaining.
The remaining goats, furious at the loss of their brethren at the hands of this awful creature, club together en masse and collectively carrying that rapier that they were able to abscond with earlier. And although a slashing attack did not work so well, perhaps piercing will do a little better. And so they surge forward and attempt to drive the rapier into the heart of the horse-sized goat.
Incredible. Would you argue that that is more chaotic or more tame?
Chaotic, I think.
Yeah, no worries.
We're having a fight in the middle of a wedding. That's quite chaotic.
Yeah, so if you succeed, you're at stage four, and you need a 7 to pass this roll.
I'd like to claim many as well, given that they are working collectively to amp themselves up.
Fabulous.
That is a 10.
Wonderful. All right, yes, these goats club together, grab this rapier, drive it home into the heart of this terrible beast. Its scream tails off into a sad whimper as it realizes that it has been attacked once again. It is not done yet, however. This is not the thing that will kill it. This merely has slowed it down, but it is a good step in the right direction. The goat lord will tense every single muscle in its body and expel the rapier in a strange kind of, like every single muscle is kind of pushing the rapier out and the goats along with it. It shoots forth and the goats reel back from the force of the blast. And the goat lord makes straight for the happy couple, seeming ready to tear at them with its awful, awful teeth.
I would like to combine many and scream if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And now the last time that this creature, you know, attempted to destroy this wedding on the beach, the goats went for the non-lethal wrapping around its legs and knocking it down option. And now that it's back and has killed some of their brethren, I think all bets are off now. So I think the goats are going to attempt to en masse surge up and over the goat lord, force themselves into its mouth and inside it, and then all of them are going to scream from the inside, attempting to blow it up from the inside with a big goat scream, sonic boom inside the goat. That's what we're going for. This is pretty chaotic, I think, so I'm pushing us to a 5 if this works.
Yes, go for it.
So it's an 8, I believe?
Yes, you need to hit an 8, absolutely.
All right. That's a 12. That's a big old 12.
Incredible. Okay. Please describe to me what this does to the goat lord.
As I described, but I think the result, if you'll allow it, Maddie, is that we're all now wearing the goat lord.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no!
Yeah.
It's pretty chaotic.
Disgusting.
It may have ruined a wedding. I think it's probably ruined a wedding dress. Like, I think there's, you know, the majority of the guests in this area have been splattered with whatever is left of this eldritch goat. Mm-hmm. Sorry, of this more eldritch goat.
Increasingly, it's a scale. There is now remnants, like hunks and splatters of this purple-blooded beast all over everybody. The impeccable tailoring of the brides is pretty much ruined. They're going to have to get an entirely new wardrobe after this. But you'll also notice that some of the remaining goats, these are the members of the herd that are not the brightest, and they see some goo, and they think, I'm going to lick that goo. And you know what happened last time the goats licked that goo?
Got to stop them.
You got to stop them.
Well, we can't. They've got to stop themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's about 10 of these goats that are looking keen to lick up some goo. But what do you ask the other goats to do? to make sure this doesn't happen.
We're going to have to get rid of this goo in some way before those goats can get to it.
Yeah, but the only way we can do that is with goats. Again, the main caveat of this game. Every action you take is a goat. For once, a situation that cannot be solved by tongue. Okay, so I think the goats should hold themselves back, you know, self-control, hold themselves back from eating any of this purple stuff. You know, they've seen that it's had a bad effect on some of their fellows. They might not be the smartest goats in the draw, but, you know, they're still smart. So instead, they're going to, en masse, as a surging tide, they're going to roll in the goo, collect all of it in their fur, and then dash down the beach into the sea to wash off the goo, in a way carrying away the sin of the creature that they've just killed.
Yes, please give me a roll. It is a 9 for a success on this one.
Okay.
And this sounds like they're taming the situation, so that will bring you further to the center again.
Yes. Incredible. I have rolled a 4.
No!
That's the first very bad roll we've had.
Oh, no.
Excellent. Oh, they're all infected.
You are now at a stage 6. One more lean towards chaotic and you have failed and the wedding is ruined. But you can still bring this back. This has been a roller coaster of a ride.
What happens?
What's the consequence of them failing to carry away the purple ooze?
They do as you ask. They roll around in the ooze, and one of them, absentmindedly licks its lips, catches a little bit of goo on its lip, and just like a massive tentacle just springs out of its mouth. And it's now this strange entity where it's like a tiny duck-sized goat just with a massive tentacle just waving around, smacking people in the face, just trying to grab people, trying to knock all the drinks off the trays, just causing a real mess, just causing a real nuisance. So this is goat number 75. Goat number 75 is infected, people. We have a problem. What do you want to do?
Kick it into the sea, I think.
It lives there now.
Would that we could, but unfortunately...
The other goats could try.
Goats have legs.
That's true.
Hundreds of tiny goat legs kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking all the way into the sea.
Excellent. Please give me a roll, a tame roll of 10, a success rate of 10.
I'm going to claim many because they're working together, but other than that, I don't think I've got much, so let's see how we do. That's a 6.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
God,
oh, no. You failed. The wedding
we
is
lost.
Ruined.
Wow. We did so well.
You did so well. This has been quite the experience. So, unfortunately, the tentacle that has spewed forth from this singular goat who had the silly idea to lick its chops one last time, and the tentacle reaches out, and because the happy couple, or not so happy now, are clinging to each other in fear, it managed to scoop them both up and then slam them against the ground.
Oh,
killing them
brutal.
Instantly.
Oh my god, Maddie!
Oh, no.
An escalation has occurred.
Oh my god!
At this point, there is pandemonium. People are screaming, people are crying. This has all gone terribly wrong. What do you, your characters, how do you feel about this? What do you want to do about this? I think it's safe to say that the wedding is over at this point. We were on the final part of the wedding, the party. They had their first dance. I think it's safe to say that the wedding is pretty much over. It just happened to coincide with the failure. So yeah, what do your characters do at this point?
Still gonna try and get paid.
Yeah. Fair.
Madame Fluffy is going to try and run away.
Yeah, back to the goat boat. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I think Edwin, just seeing the goat-based chaos. Oh, the goat manatee has once again, you know, fallen to his knees. As this now one of his tiny goats now with this massive tentacle just kind of laying waste to the town. and tears pouring down his face, and just whispering, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry," underneath his breath. He's going to reach down to the ground where there's still some of that purple fluid left, and he's going to scoop it up into the palms of his hands and just drink it. He drinks it.
Wow.
Oh my god. All right. We've lost Edwin.
Yeah, I think at this point, Purple Beard is screaming at the giant tentacle, going, "I just wanted to cause a bit of chaos. I didn't think things would go this far. I just wanted to get one up on my rivals. This is not what I wanted." And he's weeping and he's still restrained by some of the goats, and the goats are just kind of trying to hold him back during his terrible wailing. And do you want me to decide how the goo affects you, Edwin, or...?
Absolutely. I went into that not knowing what would happen, so yes.
Yeah. I think a tentacle emerges from each of Edwin's ears.
Oh,
no. Didn't even transform in a dignified way.
Yeah. And also Edwin's hands transform into tentacles. And the tentacles strangely seem to be tweed patterned.
Yes!
Branded.
Yeah, a strange purple tweed like you've never seen before. And you feel a sense of power surging through your body and the urge to destroy.
And I do, with gusto.
Meanwhile, what is Aloysius and Madame Fluffy doing? Are you fleeing? Are you trying to rescue any of the goats, or are you just saving yourselves?
This investment has been burned. I think before Edwin transformed, I was trying to talk to, was his name Henry Vince?
Yes, that is the cook, yeah, who organised it.
Yes, who's organising it, like arguing about like, well, we got the wedding done, right? We provided our services, like, so what? Something happened, but you know, the goats did the goat thing, so that's fine. And then Edwin transforms and I'm like, oh, this has escalated beyond what I thought it would. So I, like, try and reach into Edwin's, like, coat, grab a, you know, comedy pirate bag of doubloons, kick him in the chest and run after Madame Fluffy for the goat boat.
Incredible. Okay. No roll necessary.
Well, I'm not a goat, so I don't get to roll.
Edwin is just flailing and screaming and crying and laughing at the same time. It's very little understanding of what's happening now. He also can't hear anymore because his tentacles coming out of his ears. Yeah.
All right, so yes, and as we bring a close to this beautiful, heartwarming story.
Ah, it's delightful.
Of the goat boat.
I can't believe it was going so well until suddenly it really, really wasn't.
Yeah.
Just a couple of bad rolls.
Just a couple of bad rolls is all it takes. The two of you, Aloysius and Madame Fluffy, flee on the goat boat with no goats in sight.
Just a boat now.
Yeah.
Just the boat.
Yeah, and Edwin, you rule over the harbour town of Chapter now. You are the new goat lord.
Yes.
You are the goat lord, and your will is law. What is your town of Chapter like under your rule?
I think after the initial culling, shall we say?
Oh, God.
I think, you know, once the human population of the island has been... you know, join or die, basically, is kind of the situation we're in right now. Yeah, I think actually, you know, years later, there's actually a sort of quite charming little village that's been rebuilt there. And, you know, you can see little single-story and two-story houses and little streets. And, yeah, you can see people, you know, walking and going into shops. But, yes... most of these people are tentacle goat hybrid people. And most of what they're buying does appear to be like jars of purple goo. But they're all living quite happily and peacefully. And they're all wearing tweed.
Excellent. Lovely. Aww. And for Aloysius and Madame Fluffy, do you venture back into the business world and try your hand at another venture, or do you do something else with your life?
I'm on to the next money-making scam.
Do you finally start an MLM?
Yeah. At this point, I'm doing a build your own boat scam where we'll send you like a big wheel in a magazine for like $5.99, but you need to keep it up. And, you know, those subsequent issues, they get expensive.
Like thousands of issues. Yeah. Just every week a plank. Yeah.
And big magazines too.
Yeah. Incredible. Madam Fluffy, do you reunite with your alpacas, or has that bridge been burned too long ago?
I think that Madam Fluffy has had her fill of goats. She no longer wants to reclaim her unionized goat farm. She's like, you know what? They can have it. And I think she does. I think she tracks down her alpacas in the woods and lives in lovely alpaca wool generating comfort.
Fantastic. So thank you so much for playing this very weird game with me. And thank you for listening. And of course, I would like to ask our fabulous players to tell us where we can find them on the internet. Helen, where can we find you?
You can find me at Alecto101 on Twitter. That is Alecto101, where you can find out what I'm up to and see various ways you can, you know, support me and stuff like that.
Grand. Okay, and Pip.
I can be found on Twitter at Pip_Gladwin, where I will likely be sounding off about whatever it is that I'm up to at the time of you listening to this. Be that in the past, be that in the future. Not sure how you'd be listening to it in the past there. That doesn't make sense.
Nice. And Ben.
You can find me streaming with my brother on Twitch every Sunday at 4 p.m. at twitch.tv/thebrothersmeredith.
Wonderful. You can find me at Maddie_abstract on Twitter and Instagram, where I am chatting about all the things that I'm up to. We hope to see you next time on Chapter Multiverse. But until then, from all of us here in the space between worlds, goodbye.
Goodbye. Praise the Goat Lord.
Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 4.0 International License. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronfley. This episode was edited by Maddie Searle, Tessa Vroom, and Kathy Rinella, with music by Nico Vatese. Thank you for listening.